For the next 2 weeks in the lead-up to the municipal election on October 18, Rocky View Weekly staff will be sending questions to the candidates vying for spots on Rocky View County Council. The questions will be either division-specific or generic to the county. Answers were required to be 150 words or less, and were edited for grammar and spelling by the Rocky View Weekly editorial team. Division 1: What is your opinion on the spruce budworm infestation in southwest Rocky View County and how would you approach this issue? Kevin Hansen: Affected trees are on public and private land. It's a very complex problem with pros and cons for each course of action that residents can take on their own, that the county can undertake, or some combination thereof. External factors including recent climate and environmental stresses have exacerbated the infestation in dense stands. A multi-year spraying program controls budworm infestations, but kills many other pollinators as well. With a dry autumn and potential for a late snowstorm, natural processes may also mitigate the cyclical infestation. The outgoing council directed administration to research thoroughly towards educating and presenting strategies to the new council. The issue of individual landowners' rights put Bragg Creek in a messier situation than Suwatina-owned Redwood Meadows. The government can promote solutions in situations where private industry cannot achieve the critical mass needed and do so in a cost-effective and or less destructive manner. Brent Moore: I felt the spruce bud worm issue was handled properly by past councillors. Public consultation and observation of the spraying efforts Redwood Meadows made sense and as councillor, I would continue the work underway. The protection of our forests from fire and infestation is critical. Division 2: How and what would you communicate to residents about recent and ongoing road closures in Springbank? Don Cockin: Different closures require different levels of communication, since larger lengths of closures would require more planning to address how residents are being impacted as well as what impact other areas would face in receiving the influx of detoured traffic. For significant closures such as the 101st Street closure, it should be an absolute must to have held a town hall meeting so that residents, emergency responders, school bus drivers, etc. were able to provide input on the impact the closure would have on them, and that all stakeholders would be involved to assist in the decision on an alternate routing plan. Following the closure decision, news releases with appropriate maps should be provided well in advance so that no one is caught off guard on how the new detour impacts them. For road closures that may provide lower impacts, written notifications to the surrounding residents should be provided, as well as signage indicating that a detour will be required where, when and why. Kim McKyler: Springbank has seen its fair share of road construction, primarily with Alberta transportation projects like the OBCR Bridge remediation, Stony Trail expansion, realignments on Highway 1 and closures on Highway 8. These impacts are very much felt by our residents. I keep informed by subscribing to all Alberta transportation updates, by having conversations with MLA Miranda Rosin, and most recently with Minister of Transportation Rajan Sani about future bridge upgrades on Range Road 33. I communicate with residents on my Facebook page, through my monthly newsletters, direct email and phone calls. I will continue to ensure I am informed on transportation and road concerns so that RVC's residents have the information they need. Division 3: What is your stance on gravel pits in Division 3 and how would you communicate with residents about them? Jolene Erth: I live next door to a gravel pit, just 5 kilometers west of the cherished Big Hill Springs Provincial Park and the Big Hill Creek. There is native prairie grass, with the wagon trails of our ancestors still visible. I know how residents feel. Honoring and protecting our environmentally sensitive lands is of the utmost importance to me. Gravel is needed, but not at the expense of our residents and our environment. When elected, my goal is to respect and listen to my community and colleagues while we collaborate, create, and implement appropriate and effective aggregate policy, prior to future applications being considered. I am excited to put in that research and time. Crystal Kissel: I would communicate to the residents that the B County's only current guiding document for gravel pit applications is the Municipal Development Plan. But this document has minimal guidance for council when assessing an aggregate mining application. This council choose not to have an aggregate resource plan, which would have standardized everything. I believe council needs to assess each application on its own merits and I want to understand the studies that are submitted with that application. This would allow me to make informed decisions on the impacts that the area residents will face. I will accomplish this by listening to those residents that are affected and consider what their concerns are. I want to understand how the residents are affected by cumulative effects of multiple pits. How many landowners are affected by a gravel pit's location would determine how the application needs to be assessed. Division 4, if elected, how would you improve inter-council relationships? Dan Hen, I believe the key to strong relationships is respect. This respect must apply on several levels. Obviously, one must show the utmost respect for each and every individual on council and allow their views and opinion to be expressed. I also feel that one must respect the position of councillor and conduct themselves in a manner that is becoming of the position we are all vying for. I think if one always keeps this respect in the forefront of their thoughts and actions, the relationship among council will thrive. A council is a sum of all its parts. If everyone stays focused on representing the residents of the county to the best of their abilities, and does this in a respectful manner that recognizes the efforts and ideas of others, the inter-council relationship will flourish. Samantha Wright, I will advocate for training in both mediation and conflict resolution at the beginning of the term so that all councillors understand their roles. That is something that was not done with the current council. There must be strong leadership that sets and maintains clear boundaries around what is acceptable behavior. While this needs to come from all on council, it must be exemplified by both the REEV and chief administrative officer. Councillors should be able to respectfully disagree with their colleagues without fear of reprisal, so long as it isn't made personal. I believe that differences of opinion and weighing the pros and cons of decisions are the cornerstones of good governance, as is explaining one's decision. Active listening is paramount to good debate, as is respect. However, respect can easily be lost, so all efforts must be made to ensure it is not in bad behavior as nipped in the bud early on. Rock Spence, finding common ground and building on positive outcomes allows for win-win results and builds trust within teams. I have 35 years of local, national, and international business experience, as well as 30 years of working with community groups, and have served on several boards. I have learned how to deal with different points of view and understand that people are passionate about what matters to them. I am trained in the art of negotiation and problem solving. All too often, previous actions indicate future behaviors. On October 18, we have an opportunity to elect a new representative who doesn't have pending legal actions against them. The voters have been speaking with want the new council to remember that we have been elected by the people to serve the people, and not to focus on the past. We need a fresh start and a clean slate to build a better future for all residents of Rocky View County.